Hello and welcome to Mind Body Sleep, the podcast for anyone out there who wants to understand and recover from insomnia using a holistic perspective. I'm Beth Kendall, your host. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the episode. We are talking all about sleep tracking today and whether this is a good idea or not so good idea. But before we get going, I want to give a huge gratitude of thanks to any of my listeners or students who have left a rating or review for the podcast. I hadn't gone onto my Apple dashboard in a while because I make a point not to get too looped into my numbers for much the same reasons I'm going to talk to you about today with regards to sleep. So this could actually be an interesting analogy to tie in today, but I hadn't checked my dashboard for quite a while. And then when I did recently, I saw these super sweet reviews from people I may never even get a chance to meet. And this truly means a lot to me. My mission with this podcast is to bring more awareness to how we're defining insomnia and helping people through it. Because when I was going through it, it was so hard to find help. In fact, I really couldn't find any true help, which made it such a lonely thing to experience. And I genuinely believe that with just a few key insights into sleep and how insomnia happens, we can truly transform the landscape in terms of helping and supporting people through insomnia. If you want to know more about my approach and my perspective, you can go back to episode 1, where I talk about my 3 core philosophies, and also episode 18, which talks about insomnia and the perceived danger connection. Okay. So let's dive into today's discussion on sleep tracking, because it's definitely a subject that comes up a lot with my students, and it's one that I always wondered about as well. I'm going to share a perspective with you today that I wish I would have heard when I was in the place where many of you are right now, because it's not a viewpoint that's widely held, but it is my hope that it contributes to your recovery in some meaningful way. Sleep tracking is a pretty common practice for people going through insomnia, and this can be for a lot of reasons. Maybe you're working with a CBTI therapist, and this is a part of the recommended course of action, or maybe you're keeping some sort of diary out of concern for your sleep and want a better picture of what's going on with your sleep patterns. Maybe you're using a device like an Apple Watch or an Aura ring, and that's how you're monitoring your sleep. The methods for tracking sleep can vary pretty widely from the traditional pen to paper route to the whole plethora of digital tools we have available for monitoring our biology. For the purposes of this conversation, I don't think it really matters how you might be tracking your sleep as much as it does the underlying intention beneath it. Now, let me start by saying that I have not found sleep tracking to be a particularly helpful approach for insomnia, both personally and professionally. And I'm going to outline 5 big reasons I believe this to be true during our episode today. I'm going to touch on a few caveats, however, around this topic towards the end of the episode. So do stay tuned until the end. So let's talk about the first reason. The first reason I don't think that tracking sleep is helpful for people with insomnia is due to a lack of accuracy. Whether you're manually tracking your sleep or relying on a wearable device, the data that you get may not be particularly accurate. I think the latest study I came across suggested that the most popular wearable trackers are only about 60 to 70% accurate. And there are so many variables that come into play around this, right? What if you're a restless sleeper and you move around a lot? How does alcohol play into the big picture? What's the impact of exercise? Or how do underlying health conditions factor in? Whatever data is generated by sleep trackers is based on algorithms that don't yet have the ability to consider the nuanced circumstances of each individual. And if you're manually tracking sleep, this too can be a bit challenging because how do you really know when you fell asleep exactly? Or how do you access the quality of your sleep when you're actually sleeping? This is all going to be pretty subjective based on your own thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions of sleep. So a lot of it just isn't super accurate, but this in no way is the biggest reason not to track your sleep. So let's move on to the second reason. The second reason I shy away from the use of sleep tracking when you have insomnia is because it creates pressure and performance anxiety, right? Two of the very things that can keep us from being able to sleep. In fact, the increased amount of focus and attention on sleep can actually lead to insomnia. So even if sleep has always been a relatively passive process in your life, the transition from effortlessness to achievement, which is typically the goal with sleep tracking, can start to put some unconscious pressure on the whole situation, which ultimately leads to more hyperarousal and subsequent sleeplessness. An achievement-oriented mindset towards sleep can really throw you because with all the data provided by sleep trackers and the many deeply ingrained myths we hold around sleep, like the 8-hour rule, combined with the near constant mainstream messaging urging us to improve our sleep, the mind can easily start to fixate on a sleep ideal. And then if we fall short of these perceived ideals or view ourselves as inadequate in any way, we can find ourselves trapped in the cycle of chasing sleep, which later becomes insomnia. And if this is something that's happened to you, definitely do not blame yourself because the intention behind all of this is good. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be healthy and take good care of yourself. This is something that's super important to me too. But a lot of the things that we apply to other areas of life just don't work as well for sleep. So this is where it's so important to have education. So let's move on to the third reason. The third reason I don't think tracking sleep is helpful for insomnia is because it can feed the obsession that there is such a thing as perfect sleep. And this sort of ties in with the concept of creating sleep ideals. But a lot of times what I see with insomnia is the tendency to start buying into the idea that there is such a thing as perfect sleep. And then if sleep doesn't fit into the parameters we have in our mind about what it should look like in order to be considered okay, then this can evolve into a sense of failure. So we feel like we're failing. But what's interesting about this is sometimes the pursuit of perfect sleep becomes something we never even had before insomnia. So we have an exaggerated idea in our minds about what sleep should look like and what everyone else's sleep looks like, when that might not be the case at all. I still have rough nights a couple of times a month, sometimes more than that, where sleep isn't the best. And most people I know experience this to some degree. So there really is no such thing as perfect sleep. Okay, we're moving on to the fourth reason, which is an important one because it centers on one of my core philosophies, which is around sleep as a passive process. As long as we remain human, sleep will always be a passive process. I know I say this a lot, but it is what makes sleep sleep. And it's the great beauty of sleep. I can only imagine a life where this simple biological process doesn't need to be earned or achieved. As it stands, the only requirement needed for sleep is sleep drive, which is driven by wakefulness. So as long as you've been awake for a period of time, you have everything you need to sleep. It's so simple. Whenever I help people get back on track, it's because their minds have started going back into the fixing orientation. We unintentionally start putting sleep into the hands of all of these external factors. And this is where the hamster wheel gets going, because we start trying to manage all of these outside influences that can affect our sleep, which is not only exhausting, but also impossible, because sleep is always going to be an inside job. Okay, so the final reason I'm not sold on sleep tracking for insomnia is because it takes us away from our true selves and robs us of the opportunity to develop an awareness of how we feel outside of a number. You know, it's not unlike losing your inner compass due to things like GPS systems. I have literally had the experience of having more faith in my phone's GPS system than I do in my own mind and the building I'm staring at. So I will bypass my own intelligence in favor of a phone telling me I'm at the wrong destination. So you don't need a number to dictate how you're going to perceive your life and what you're going to believe about your sleep, because you can decide those things on how you actually feel. Going back to the caveats I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I've had a few students say, but Beth, what if tracking my sleep is actually helping me? What if it's reminding me that my sleep is better or getting better than I think it is? So then it becomes a positive reinforcement of recovery. And you know, I am not a coach that thinks there is one singular way to recover from insomnia, which is why I incorporate so many different methods and approaches into my own approach. So if this is something that feels right for you right now, then definitely do that. That is completely okay. But I'll offer that as far as the pendulum swings in one direction, so can it swing in the other. So as good as we feel about the state of our sleep on one end of the spectrum, we can also feel equally on the other end of the spectrum. And when you think about what we're returning to in terms of sleep, and what I would consider the true nature of sleep is this state of neutrality, right? Or equanimity. That's such a great word. Equanimity, where there are no labels or measurements or grades. It's just sleep. And another thing I'll offer here is just having an awareness of your own brain. Like I said earlier, I personally do not go on my podcast dashboard and look for numbers, partially because I have a wonderful podcast producer named Sharon who emails me when certain milestones have been reached, which I'm always happy to hear. But I don't get too looped into numbers because I know my brain and it will probably start assigning all kinds of meaning to these numbers that isn't even true. So I just trust my own process and my life. And that is a much better compass for me than letting numbers dictate my reality. So let's do a quick recap on the five reasons I don't think it's helpful to track your sleep when you have insomnia. Number one, it's not super accurate. Whether you're tracking sleep yourself or using a digital device, data is always going to be filtered through either the lens of your own perceptions or the algorithm, neither of which are completely accurate. Number two, it creates pressure and performance anxiety, right? While the intention is good, daily monitoring of sleep can create a lot of unconscious pressure, even when things are going well. Number three, it leads to unrealistic ideals. It can feed the idea that there is such a thing as perfect sleep. And this can keep us in a state of striving towards something that doesn't really exist. Number four, it contributes to the idea that sleep is a controllable process. This is really important because this is often the shift in our relationship with sleep that leads to insomnia. And number five, it takes us away from who we really are. We can literally start to think that a sleep tracker knows more about how we feel than we do ourselves. So I hope that something here was helpful. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Beth Kendall, and this is the Mind Body Sleep Podcast. Bye for now. Thanks for being here today. If you love what you heard on today's episode, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to the podcast. And if you need more support with your sleep, join me in the Mind Body Sleep Mentorship. This 3-month one-on-one program will transform your relationship with sleep so you can get back to living the life that you love, free from the fear of not sleeping. Head on over to bethkendall.com for more details. I'll see you next time.